like to congratulate Chris from Algonquin. He was the 11th caller and walked away with 4-pack of movie passes to Classic Cinemas. And you can go to classiccinemas.com. I believe we are going to give some more passes away when we head out to Tree Time in Lake Barrington next Thursday.
So come and see us. It's Thursday already, a week from tomorrow.
I know.
It's fast. Look who's here, Wendy. It's Dane Neal. Hi, Dane.
I know that there's a lot of listeners that are along with me in solidarity, joining Wendy in our support group, our Horseback Averse support group. Because I got to say, for something, there's things that people can come down on one side or another, whether it's everybody hates kale, right, or half the people like this thing or that thing. Mm-hmm. Horseback riding has this place, and I'm not sure if it's the big horseback lobby group that just put it out. This is fun. Like, it's orange juice is not for breakfast or whatever the thing. But I can't think of a more unpleasant experience than riding.
Really? I'm shocked to hear you say that.
Well,
I just was scared.
I was a little thrown off that Steve loves the smell, because he really actually made a case for it. It wasn't like, hey,
the sweet smell, I believe.
That's what he said.
He didn't even just say, it doesn't bother me.
Right.
He's like, I rather prefer it.
But Steve's cologne, that stable cologne that he had a year ago, tanked. Nobody bought it, remember?
The stable boy cologne setup.
And, it came and went in a year.
Awful. So here's the thing, too, is one of the times I got stuck having to do this horseback situation. He had to ride him there in a line, and the horse in front of me, these are big, powerful, dangerous animals. I won't use the word afraid, because obviously, like I said, widely regarded as a tough guy. The horse in front hated the horse in back. Oh, stay away, like, Sally hates whatever the other name was.
Yeah.
Sundance or something.
Yeah.
And so for the whole like 3-hour ride, the one kept looking for opportunities to kick backwards kick the other horse. So it kicked me a couple times in the foot, and then we had to like ride up a mountain, which was terrifying, and then in the water, which all sounds awesome.
Yeah, but it's not.
Not for me.
I'm sorry you had to endure this, Dane.
Yeah.
You'll recover. I know you. You're very...
Well, you brought it all back, but I love to see that there's other people out there.
It's not just you.
I was alone.
No, you're never just alone.
Yep.
All right, let's talk food. Dane, what's going on?
Well, in studio, there's a lot of great events and a lot of great causes out there when it comes to the food situation. We share a lot of them. There is none better, especially in the suburbs, than the West Suburban Community Pantry and the work that they do supporting the food community, the food insecure. I mean, it's a regular community pantry, but they do a ton of stuff, a lot of different programs. They got a big event coming up we'll talk about a little bit later. But Laura Coyle, the executive director, and Gina Borman, one of the board members, in studio today to talk not only about the pantry and a little later about the big event.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Hi, ladies.
Thanks for
being here.
Thank you.
Is what Dane said true?
About horses?
No, about everything.
Absolutely about the pantry. But horses, I don't know. I grew up on a farm, so I love horses.
An opposing viewpoint, Dane.
Very much opposing viewpoint.
It's not popular. But the work that they're doing really is. And so if you want to, for those people that may not be aware, and I think that's one of the things now as we get a few years past what everybody considered was that huge kind of crash where everybody was feeling a little bit on the finance side. And so what I always thought was, kind of surprising is that people not only do not know that it's there, that it's available, or that whether they can use it or utilize it or even support it. So a little bit about the pantry would be great.
Yeah, so thanks, Dane. The West Suburban Community Pantry is located in Woodridge, Illinois, but we serve all of DuPage, and then we also serve Bolingbrook and Romeoville in Will counties. And this pantry has been in operation for over 40 years.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, it started in a closet at St. Scholastica Church in Woodridge and grew over time to now we're in a 10,000 square foot warehouse, and we serve about 7,400 individuals in that area every year. And it's really just, a really community-based organization that is really just sort of deepened its relationship with the community and expanded over time.
And more people are in need of this, and there's a pride thing, I'm sure, sometimes that gets in the way of asking for help, isn't there?
Yeah, that's a great point. So we have, over the years, had a lot of people who have obviously come to us. They come through our doors and shop. But what we've realized, actually, in recent years especially, is that there's a huge portion of the population in need that won't come forward, and they won't come to a food pantry. And it's either because they're too proud, or they might have a little bit of fear of what's going to happen when they come to the food pantry, or there might be like practical reasons, like they just don't have a car and they can't get there, or there's not public transportation that gets them there. So we've actually kind of changed. We thought about that a lot, and we're like, hey, if we really want to achieve our vision, which is a community without hunger, we need to not just offer our services to those people who are willing to come to us, but actually flip the model a little bit and start taking our services into the community.
Wow. Good idea.
Very good idea. So we've been working really hard on that. And, you know, we take mobile pantries into three communities now every month. We're piloting an online order system where people can order groceries through an online, basically shopping site, kind of like Peapod or Amazon Fresh. And we deliver groceries to certain neighborhoods so that, you know, if you live in an area where there isn't public transportation or you are sort of like have a pride thing, it's a lot easier to pick out your phone and shop. Or go to the library and use a computer if you don't have access to a phone and shop and then have the groceries brought to you. So we're really trying a lot of different approaches to make sure we can achieve that vision.
Gina, who's eligible?
Anybody that lives in DuPage County and then areas of Will County that we service as well. We do a backpack program, too, that I think is really cool for some of the school districts where we provide the groceries and the backpack for the kid over the weekend because the nurses were saying that the kids were coming to school with headaches on Monday feeling good, and we realized that that's what it was. So the backpack program started, and that's awesome. So
I want to volunteer. I'm looking that there are volunteer, or if you don't have time to, you can donate as well. What's the best website to send people to?
Thank you for asking. It's wscpantry.org. So wscpantry.org.
And you mentioned, and I think there is a little bit of mystery about it that may lead to that apprehension of people not going that extra step to kind of explore it. So what is the process? So people can understand like what to expect if they do get involved, if they show up, you know, how does it work? How do you sign up? Do you sign up or do you just move through and get the things that you need?
Yeah. So there's a couple of different approaches. So if you actually come to the pantry itself, and this is probably similar. There's pantries all over. There's pantries in Cook County. There's pantries out in DuPage and Will, all over the place. And they all pretty much operate similarly. If you show up, you typically need to show proof of residency that you are in the area, like Gina said, that we serve. And then you'll get asked a couple of questions about, you know, where you live, how many people in your family, that type of thing. It's all voluntary to share that type of information. And then you shop and you get groceries.
You take what you need and
you take what you need. And
if people want to donate, what should they bring and what shouldn't they bring?
I mean, try to bring things that aren't expired. A lot of times, you know, unfortunately, people clean out their own pantries, and so try to bring things that are still have a reasonable amount of code date left to them. But things like peanut butter, tuna fish, those types of
boxed potato
proteins,
mixes,
boxed potatoes,
boxed
anything,
hamburger helper.
That's
absolutely
a great one.
Pasta, spaghetti sauce.
And paper towels, napkins, tissues, diapers, baby wipes.
Diapers and baby wipes are huge for us. We have so many clients with small children, and we provide as many diapers as we can, but we're reliant on donations to hand those out.
Clothes or no clothes?
We don't typically do clothes. There are a lot of organizations that do, so we can help you find one if you want to donate clothes. We do winter coats, hats, and gloves during those November through March, basically.
Yeah. And then Gina is here, too. Gina Borman, one of the board members. And talk a little bit about it, because, you know, Laura can say, and her staff and the volunteers are great and have a great vision for what they want to do. But I think it takes kind of buy-in and participation from the business community and just from other kind of leaders out there in the community to kind of get involved. And so talk about either your role or the board and why you think it's important for people to get involved that way.
Sure. So we started off with a program called Move for Hunger. We're a part of the moving business. And when people are moving, a lot of times they don't want to take their non-perishable food items. So we take those non-perishable food items and then donate them to the pantry. So it started about 6-7 years ago. And I was dropping off food and I stayed a little bit too long one day and they asked me to be on the board. but no, it's changed my life. It's amazing. And it's just such a good way to give back to the community. And, you know, as a business, you know, a business owner and involved in the business community, sometimes we get wrapped up in the day-to-day of doing the job, and it's nice to go give back and to do something for a cause other than just making money. So, you know, we as an organization, we go and we volunteer with our staff. You can do that. We have several companies that volunteer with the staff, and they go in and they take their employees and they volunteer for the day at the pantry, which is awesome. And I encourage anybody to do that because it's a really fun experience, team building too, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a really good way to be involved in your community. You shouldn't do it for the wrong reasons, but, you know, it looks good. You look good as a company when you do it, too.
Give the website out one more time for people.
Yeah, it's wscpantry.org.
Excellent. Let's take a quick break and then more discussion. Dane Neal is here. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. Dane Neal stops by every other Wednesday, and we talk about the world of food. The world of food, Dane.
Yep.
Let's talk about the Chef's Culinary Challenge.
Yeah, the epicenter of the world of food is converging, coming up on October 20th for this event. And got to give a shout out. This is, you know, all about the, you know, the pantry and all the things that they do. It raises not only awareness for what they do, but a whole bunch of dollars, goodwill. And as a guy who has emceed, attended, judged, like, events from coast to coast, it has turned out to be one of the really great events that we have in the Chicagoland area. And so I got to give a shout out to Paula Gleason, who is somebody who's been a part of the pantry for a long time. She came to me back, I think it was 2012, and said she had it wasn't a crazy idea, but she had this idea. She wanted to build an event that would support the pantry, that would highlight the culinary side of things,
nice.
Suburban chefs. And so, you know, we worked together to put the thing together, and she has been a tireless, you know, proponent and star for it. And it's big now, and it's going into, I don't know, how many years has it been? I've been there since the beginning. It's gotten bigger and better every year.
Yeah, we're heading into our 8th year. And if you come only to meet Paula, like, yeah, that is worth, that is worth it,
right?
In itself.
Come
Paula
early, get in line, right?
Amazing woman. She always wears a hat. She's, like, just this wonderful, wonderful person. Yeah, it's a great event. We've been really successful over time. We're really excited about this year. This year's theme is Epicurean Chicago. So it's all of the flavors of the Chicago neighborhoods.
Wow.
And there's some great chefs on board to support the cause.
Yeah.
Someone wants to know if you take pet food at your place.
We do, actually.
Okay.
We do.
I just wanted to get that in there.
I think my little brother ate cat food for a while.
Oh, he did?
So, yeah, so I think there's probably...
four family pets. I mean, sadly, can I tell a little sad story? But when people end up in times of great need, you know, they don't want to have to give up their pets,
right,
because they have to make a choice between feeding their kids and feeding their pet. And so it's really actually a huge need to make sure that they can keep Fido through all this trouble.
So at the event, Fido won't be there.
Oh, he will
not. But there's still some tickets available for human participants to enjoy the evening. And what's great about it is it's got all of these different stations represented by great chefs and great places. And this year, and sometimes it's countries, sometimes it's food styles, sometimes it's different demographics. And this time, each one is representing like a different kind of neighborhood and kind of food style within Chicago, right? So Laura, maybe fill people in on the different areas.
Yeah, so we're going to have Albany Park represented, Pilsen represented, Wicker Park represented, Little Italy, the Gold Coast, Streeterville. All of those neighborhoods of Chicago
will be
represented in the fair at the event, and we're just super excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And each of those places that you just mentioned, is there a different type of food from each, or is it just an amalgam of whatever foods they have in the area?
No, there's a different type of food from each area that'll be represented.
Oh, fantastic.
So, we're going to have pastas. We're going to have... bimbap, you know, we're going to have all kinds of different.
How did they? Because it's a competition, Bill. So there's some bragging rights here, and the people that attend get to not only try everything and enjoy it, but also vote. How do they decide, because these are chefs that represent restaurants in the suburbs, typically around in the area for the pantry. Do you put them in a hat and they draw it? Like, I got Pilsen, you know, or do they choose and everybody kind of fights it out? Or is it one of those, like a Thunderdome thing? How do they get a sign?
Thunderdome, and the throwdown is huge. It's like crazy town. No.
That's the name of the event.
Yeah.
So with this event in particular, because we knew it would be very like, everybody was going to want these certain neighborhoods. So we basically made it like a sign up first and you get your choice of neighborhoods. And then once that neighborhood's taken, then, you know, you choose from what's left. So we made it sort of a competition in terms of like, get in the door and get yourself signed up. And that worked really well. And these chefs are just amazing and generous. And
they get it, too. There's totally some events where, you know, we have just a great chef community that's involved in so many different things. And sometimes, though, it's just like, okay, get in there and do it. These guys are all, like, super in tune with everything that's going on, in tune with the cause, with the pantry, with the support, what it means that what they're doing. So the food is great. They really step it up and try to do everything they can. But it's got all the kind of accoutrements and trappings of a great fundraiser and gala, too. So there'll be a live auction with some great stuff, right?
Yep, there's going to be a live auction with some great items, a great, like, instant wine cellar. Lots of fun stuff that you can vote on. We're going to have a champagne poll, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
It's really interactive. That's what I like. You know, some of those are become snooze fests where you just sit around and listen to speakers, but this is really interactive. You get to get up and, you know, try different foods, and it's great to like bring a client or someone like that because, you know, you're not just stuck staring at staring at them at the table, you know.
Right.
Yeah, it's actually fun. You know, it's not your average like rubber chicken dinner. It's actually really fun and great food.
I'll be emceeing again, and I will not bring the rubber chicken. They've got a rubber chicken detector at the door.
Come on. Yeah. Come on. Who won last year? Do we know who won last year?
It was La Meridian, the chef from La Meridian.
Yeah,
Chicago,
that's in Oak Brook. Yeah. Yeah.
So once you win it, are you still eligible to compete, or is that it? Do they retire you?
Nope, you can win.
You can come back
multiple years in a row. Eddie Merlot's has won in the past.
Yeah.
So we've had a lot of great chefs.
But to your point, Laura, it's really strange because usually if there's a competition, it's very cutthroat. But for some reason, in the chefing community, everybody gets along and they do whatever they can to help each other. I don't get it.
Absolutely. I think they all want the bragging rights, but they're all in it for the right reason.
Yeah.
They know that, you know, food and food brings a lot of pleasure, and it's something that all families just have a right to enjoy.
So. All right. Give
Sunday, October 20th, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
And how can people get tickets? Is there a site?
You can go to the website. WSCPantry.org and get your tickets. There's still sponsorship opportunities available as well. So we encourage you to do that.
Laura and Gina, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. More in a moment. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.